are listening to the Devoted Dreamers podcast, and I'm your host, Merit Onsa. I believe God has an unfolding plan for your life, a God-shaped dream just for you. But so much gets in the way, right? Fear, comparison, imposter syndrome. What if I mess this up? You are not alone in those feelings, and I'm so glad you're here for season 8. Keep listening to gain some transformational tools that will help you release the lies so that you can freely show up in the world, offering your gifts, leaning on God in your weaknesses, and serving His kingdom with the dream He's given you. Hey, Devoted Dreamers, it's Merit here, and I am sitting down today to do something that I haven't really done before. I realized over the weekend that I had totally neglected to prepare an episode for today. I had debated going back and forth in my mind about, do I want to do a solo episode? Should I just play or prepare the next interview that I had ready for you all? And the more that I thought about it, specifically today, this is just Monday when I'm recording this, nothing felt right. I didn't feel right working on creating a solo episode that was about one of the topics that many of you have asked for recently. I've got a whole list of those. So if you've asked for a topic, I haven't forgotten you. And it didn't feel right playing the interview that I have prepared, lined up next for you, which you'll hear next week. I'll tell you more about that at the end. Because, and you know why, if you're listening to this on Wednesday, November 4th, you know why none of this feels right. Because while I'm recording this on Monday, Wednesday might be a really difficult day for our nation. I have no idea. I don't know what's going to happen in this 2020 presidential election or any of the other things that we've all been hearing about, thinking about, voting on, deliberating over. Nobody knows what's happening on Tuesday night, Wednesday. And so I wanted to take some time to just talk to you about what came to mind as I thought about what does someone, a Christian woman, need to hear the morning after the election. And inevitably, some of you will be really excited about the outcome. You'll be thrilled that your candidate won. And some of you will be devastated that your candidate didn't win. And I guess I'm trying to come at you today with something that I feel like I am anticipating needing, regardless of the outcome, because we have been through an incredibly difficult season, starting way back in March of 2020, of this year, when all of a sudden our lives shifted, and something remarkable happened over the weekend, just in my own little world. Our pastor ended up kind of maybe along this same vein, preparing to preach a sermon and realizing it wasn't the sermon that anybody needed in this moment. And it's just now in this moment for me that I'm realizing I'm actually doing the same thing that he was doing. Like, what does one say at a time like this in our nation when there has been so much upheaval, an incredible amount of loss? People are grieving. People are traumatized. People are sick and dying. People are rebelling against authority. People are following authority. It runs the gamut, right? It's a really difficult season. And anyway, our pastor ended up sharing a sermon from March, which I think was like just a week or 10 days after we here in Colorado went into lockdown. And it was such a surreal experience. I sat there for the first, 10, 15 minutes just weeping, not even necessarily about specific things that he was preaching or teaching on, but more just putting my mind back in the space of where I was on March, whatever that was, 20th or 22nd, having no idea that here in November, we would still be struggling kind of under the weight of this pandemic. And so having had that opportunity to sit there and revisit who I was in March and everything that we've been through, everything that our nation has been through, and how I have been feeling the weight of the election coming up, I honestly was like, I don't know what needs to happen on the podcast. And so that's 5 minutes of me explaining to you that this is what's going to happen on the podcast, that I just kind of closed my eyes for a minute and dug for a verse. You know, we maybe have memorized some verses or know enough of scripture by heart that you can pause and sit for a minute and just ask the Lord, like, what is it that I need right now? What could you bring a verse to mind that I really need right now? And I ask that specifically for me and for all of us. What do we need right now? And the verse that came to mind was from Ephesians, which I think is no accident, but it's Ephesians 6, 10, and 11. The version I have memorized goes like this: be strong in the Lord, put on the whole armor of God. And I pulled it up. I want to read you, you know, when this verse came to mind for me, I didn't actually realize I was taking myself to the armor of God. But here's what it says, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. This is the NIV. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's reading through verse 12. I think I said I was going to go through 18, but I'm going to just pause there for a minute and reflect that this verse is the, or these sets of verses, it's the perfect reminder that whatever, wherever your state of mind is right now, wherever you are, whether it's in elation or devastation as a result of the election results, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Our struggle is not against man, but against evil forces, against spiritual powers. And our hope also is not in man. Our hope is not in who got elected or in who didn't get elected. And so I guess I just want to meet us with that remembrance today that who we are, our identity, our security, our hope is secure in the person and in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for all of our imperfections, for all of our sins, for all of the ways that we turned away from him and that we still do. And I think what breaks my heart the most going into this and seeing, you know, a lot on social media, I know you've probably seen this too. What breaks my heart is Christians pitted against Christians. When we are called to be the light of the world, the light of Christ, the truth of the gospel, and we're fighting each other. And so wherever you are today and wherever our nation is today, if you are in the U.S. or a U.S. citizen, or even if you're listening to this after November 4th, I guess I'm calling you, and I believe the Lord is calling us to healing and reconciliation with one another, that we cannot continue down this road of fighting each other, that we've got it all wrong if we're pitting ourselves against each other because we have differences in our beliefs or we have differences in the leadership that we, you know, want to answer to in our national political realm or even local, regional, state, that our battle is really with the enemy. It's not with each other. And so I just want to like call that out in us, that we're better than this. We're better than what we've all been seeing in the media and on social media. And I think there's an opportunity here that There are a lot of things in our nation that are broken, incredibly broken right now. And there is so much brokenness in relationships, in people who, you know, kind of saw themselves as peers or friends or even family, and where differences of opinion or differences of beliefs or values have broken relationships or stand to break relationships, even if you haven't been willing to, you know, delve into the depths of the conversations about those things. And so I feel like this is a moment in time where we get to make a choice of, are we going to remember, A, that our battle is not against flesh and blood? And are we going to work towards the reconciliation and the mending of brokenness that Christ calls us to through his blood on the cross, through his shed blood on the cross? And so I want to speak to you, if you in these last 8-10 months, whether it's election related or pandemic related or anything else in your life, I want to speak to you who have felt so overwhelmed, so emotional. Maybe even a bit of you has been lit on fire for something that you passionately believe in. And I want to call you to use these last several weeks of this year to do a couple of things. Number one, to take those powerful thoughts and feelings to the Lord and to dwell with him in those. It might even, in fact, I might highly recommend that you take some time off of social media. I've got an episode about how I took all of December last year as a social media fast and how much I loved and appreciated that break from the busyness in my mind and my heart of what everybody else was talking about or seeing or doing or thinking or decorating or whatever. So I urge you, number one, to take those thoughts and feelings and dwell with the Lord. Number two, take some time off of social media. And number three, to ask him, what role, God, would you have me play in healing, in reconciliation, in being a light to a hurting world and a hope to the broken places? And obviously, he is the light and he is the hope and he is the salvation. But he's put his spirit in you for a reason. He's given you a purpose here on this earth. And so I'd love to have you, if you feel completely overwhelmed and overburdened and emotional, in the good or the bad way, to spend these next, whatever it is, 7 or 8 weeks of this year, asking him what he would have you do with that. Not just existing in that emotion or stirring it up, but Lord, what would you have me do? How would you have me live as a result of what our nation has experienced and as a result of the hurt I'm feeling or the powerful emotions that I'm feeling? What would you have me do? And some of you, as you're listening to this, you know exactly what the answer is. You already know what it is that he's been calling you to, and maybe you've just been too fearful to take the next step, or you've doubted that you really had what it takes to do whatever it is he may be calling you to. So if this feels scary to any one of you, good. You are in the right place. And I urge you to just listen and learn and experiment with ideas related to that thought, that dream that he's given you. And then I would love to hear, and I feel like I ask for this on occasion in podcast episodes, but because this one is just me and you, and I'm not really reading from a script, which is quite unusual for a lot of my episodes that I do like this, I have an outline, but I'm here talking to you. I wish I could see your face as you're listening to this. I wish I could be sitting next to you, having this as a one-on-one conversation with you. But I would love it if you would let me know if there's something that you need in order to take the next step, in order to really be obedient to the calling that the Lord has given you, if you know what it is. And if you don't know what it is, it's okay. Spend that time to listen and learn and try things out in your mind and in your heart of what that might be. But I've got some suggestions for you of some ways that you could take a next step, and that just what I've seen other devoted dreamers do as they begin to open themselves up to saying yes to something really challenging and above themselves, bigger than themselves, that God may be calling them to. So A, I'd love it if you could let me know what you need. If you know what that is, please let me know. You can email me directly, merit@meritansa.com. You can DM me on Instagram. I'm @meritjo. You can find me on Facebook. I've got Merit Ansa is a Facebook page. Devoted Dreamers is a Facebook page. And there's a Devoted Dreamers Facebook group. You can even find me on Twitter @meritO, if that's where you like to hang out. But come find me and tell me if you know what you need right now, in terms of taking this dream to the next step. And then for those of you who maybe don't know the answer to that question, here are some ideas. Number one, community. Get yourself some community. Get some people around you to process your idea with and to bounce things off of. People that you trust who aren't afraid to say, hey, have you thought about it this way? Kind of like give you, maybe not devil's advocate, but just like another perspective. It's so helpful to process some of this stuff in community. Something else that I think is highly important as you begin to think about taking next steps towards something God's called you to is personally to be able to ask and know the answer to the question, do I have a healthy heart? Is my heart healed from wounds of my past? Or am I, do I have a heightened emotion over this thing because of a way that I have been hurt before? And is that hurt reconciled? Because you've all heard it, hurt people hurt people. And it's really easy to say, I'm super passionate about this because I've been hurt. And yet if you're still hurt about whatever it is, you're going to carry that into your dream. And so I urge you to find spaces and resources to get healing for your heart. Some amazing, encouraging ones, counseling. You maybe have heard me talk about faithful counseling here, and I've got a link for you in the show notes if you want that, to find an online counselor that you could talk to. I love programs, 12-step programs like Celebrate Recovery, or your church may have kind of its own unique named program for processing hurts and habits and hangups. But those are great places to begin looking for support and encouragement to heal your own heart. Really, to ask God to heal your own heart. I mean, He is the great healer, right? But sometimes there is some work that we need to do to uncover what is hurting us from our past, and then to find healing for those things. Then I urge you to just examine who you are, like specifically who your identity is in Christ, and look into the scriptures for those truths, because they will not return void. And it is so important that that is where we find our truth, is in God's word. So know who you are, and specifically know who God is, who God says He is, not who in your mind you have made Him up to be or you fear Him to be, but who Scripture says God is. And then identify and understand what your fears are, where you're liable to compare yourself to others, and if you're feeling and struggling with imposter syndrome, the who am I to do this? And to bring those things into the light. And this circles back to why community is so important, to be able to speak honestly about where you're struggling and to have support to continue to help you walk forward in those things. And I do have some resources that I would love to encourage you, if any of these would feel supportive to you, or if you just want to check them out, I mentioned the Devoted Dreamers Facebook group would be a great place to connect with other women who feel they have a God-shaped dream and a calling and a passion for their lives, and they are taking steps to kind of figure out what those things are and how to walk forward. You can find us on Facebook in the Devoted Dreamers podcast group. I offer also a mastermind group where 5 to 10 ladies get together on a monthly basis to connect over pursuing our God-shaped dreams. And if that would be helpful to you, let me know and I can put you on the list to communicate when the next one of those is opening up. I also have just launched this imposter syndrome program called Dreamers Unleashed. And would love to get you on the list to let you know when the next one of those is opening up. So if there's, if you feel like there's some like specific healing and help and hope that you need around getting imposter syndrome out of your head and getting the truth of God's word, God's promises into your head, that would be a great resource for you. And then tell me, what else do you need? I've given you a couple of ways to connect with me, and I would so deeply love to hear specifically what it is that you feel like you need in order to be able to take a next step. So this has gone on longer as a solo episode than I ever expected it to. But thanks for bearing with me today and just taking it as it comes because, yeah, life feels really different than it did a year ago. And I think I have a hope for our future that as we, God's women, God's daughters, continue to let the light shine that he's given us, that we can be part of the solution to a lot of the brokenness and hurt that exists in our nation. And so just let me be the first to say I want to cheer you on, and I can't wait to see what God is stirring up in your heart. And then finally, before I go, I just want to let you know that next week we are going to be hearing from a dear, sweet friend of mine, Courtney Wong Davis. She and I met back in California just kind of by happenstance. I don't even think we get into that story in the episode, but we've never lived in the same state, and yet we've connected and remained friends, and just I feel such a kindred spirit with her. She has co-authored a book called Leading Small Groups That Thrive, 5 Shifts to Take Your Group to the Next Level. And this is specifically for leaders of small groups. And they've written it kind of from the perspective of church small groups, but literally any small group that you lead or are a part of could benefit from the resources that they've assembled here and the insight from qualitative and quantitative research that they have done specifically related to effective small group processes and leadership. And I just loved her book. I was on their launch team for getting that out into the world. Maybe you saw it a couple months back, but Courtney is an executive coach and just explores solutions to complex challenges, helps people clarify their individual values and understand organizational culture. So she's a great voice for this message. She's an associate professor of communication management at Azusa Pacific University in Southern California, and she teaches organizational, small group, and professional communication. Courtney is a gem. I know you're going to love hearing from her. So next week, when the world maybe has calmed down a little bit from this week, stay tuned for that one. That is coming on November 11th, and I can't wait to share it with you. Thanks again for being here today. Can't wait to hear from you. Thanks for listening today. Don't let the conversation end here. Let's connect over in the Devoted Dreamers Insiders group on Facebook. We're building a sweet community of dreamers so no one has to walk this road alone. You can find the group at bit.ly/dreamergroup. I'll see you in there.